Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Tonight we are coming from Numbers chapters 21 through 24 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Let's give God the glory. Amen. And let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks, oh God, and giving you praise. Oh, Lord God, we give you honor, Lord God, as only you deserve the glory and you deserve the honor. Holy and righteous is your name. Holy is your are you in all your ways, Lord God. Righteous are you in all your ways. And we bow ourselves in your presence, oh God, and come before you humbly, thanking you, Lord God, for the knowledge that you are the true and the living God. There is no other God but you. All others are fakes. All others are substitutes. All others are deceptions. Only you are the true and the living God, having all power, all knowledge, being all-knowing. Oh, my God, all-powerful, all-seeing, and omnipresent all at the same time. Lord God, we give you glory, and we give you honor, Lord God, in all of your majesty and all of your splendor. Lord God, in all of your sovereignty, we honor you tonight. Oh, Lord God, we honor you, Lord God, humbly. We honor you, Lord, recognizing, Lord God, oh, that there is no one else like you. In heaven or in earth, there is none like you, oh God. There is none who is all-powerful, all-seeing, and all-knowing. There is none who can do all things at the same time, who can answer every prayer. Just speak a word and it is done. There is none that can do that except for you. Oh, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, that you counted us worthy, oh God, to be the recipient of your love and of your care. We thank you, Lord God, that you counted us worthy to create us from the very beginning and to cause us to be in relationship with you. We thank you, Lord, that you counted us worthy, that you came down through 40 and two generations to redeem that relationship so that we can again be in right fellowship with the God of the universe. Oh, Lord God, I thank you tonight. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, and I give you glory with everything that I know how tonight, Lord God. And I'm asking you, Lord, to teach me how to do it better, Lord God, because I want to praise you with everything that I have. I want to honor you with everything that I have, Lord God. I want to come before you each and every day, Lord, giving you glory for this relationship, Lord God. I want to come before you each and every day learning, Lord God, how to stay within the boundaries of this relationship. Lord God, how to please you, Lord God, and how to be pleasing. Lord God, how to walk before all men, Lord God, and before you. Oh, Lord God, we honor you tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, for your love, and for your kindness. We thank you, Lord God, because you are the great physician. You are the way maker. You are the lifter of our head. You are the Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. You are the one who gives us rest and enables us to be able to be calm in the midst of a storm that looks like it's overtaking our lives. You give us peace. Oh, Lord God, I thank you for peace tonight. I thank you for peace that surpasses all understanding. I thank you, Lord God, for every breakthrough, Lord God, that you have formed in the atmosphere, for every healing that you have formed, Lord God, within our bodies, within our minds, and within our souls. I thank you, Lord God, for dispatching, Lord God, a legion of angels into the atmosphere, even as we pray, wherever we are in the world, Lord God. Angels are in the midst of us, making war with the enemies of our souls, Lord God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord God, that you have purposed us in the earth for greatness, Lord God, and that everything that has come against our purpose, Lord God, you are casting it back into hell even right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, burn off every residual effect of every demonic attack that has come against us. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, every witchcraft spirit, burn it up. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, your word says you would not suffer, you would not allow, you would not permit to live. Lord God, let every witchcraft spirit be burned up and sent back to hell from where it came. Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, and move in the midst of us, Lord God. Give us knowledge and wisdom and understanding as to how to walk, Lord God, in your will, how to walk in the spirit, how to walk, Lord God, in the way that you have set forth for us to walk in the earth, Lord God, that our purpose might be done, that our destiny be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Move, oh God, in every relationship, in our families, in our husbands, in our wives, Lord God. Move in our parents, move in our children, move in our grandchildren, move in our job relationships, Lord God. Move in our neighbor relationships, Lord. Move in our community relationships, in our state relationships, in our federal government relationships. Lord, everything is about our relationship, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, move in us. Lord God, and help us to relate to you, oh Lord God, honestly and with integrity, Lord God, and with truth, so that everything else, Lord God, will work out because of the relationship that we have with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, move in us now, heal us now, help us now, Lord God, to be servants after your heart, even as you called David, so let us be servants after your heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move, oh God, as we go forth in the reading of the word. Oh, Lord, give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, Lord God, of the words that are written, and show us, Lord God, how we ought to walk in light of the words that we see, in light of the word that we read on tonight. Move in us right now. Give us revelation from on high, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we might walk in a perfect way, complete by your spirit, Lord God, and by your anointing, Lord God. Let everything that you have purposed in our lives be done. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, bless, in the name of Jesus, heal, in the name of Jesus, deliver tonight, oh God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, 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 amen. We give glory and honor, amen, to the Lord on tonight, amen. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I honor him. Amen. He is worthy of every accolade that I can give. And I run out of words myself, and he is still worthy. Oh, God, I give you glory. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Oh, my God, and for your grace, your unmerited favor. I know so many of us can say we should be dead right now. If it were not for the grace of God, we would be dead, buried in our graves. Our families would have been grieving us. But it was the grace of God, his unmerited favor toward us, that he's given us time to get it right. He's given us time to come up. He's given us time to be right in right fellowship with him. He's given us time to perfect our relationships. He's given us time, amen, to fulfill our assignment, to fulfill our destinies. We give glory and honor to him tonight. Amen, because he's not willing, he's not willing, he's not willing that any of us should perish, but that all of us should come into repentance, that all of us be in right fellowship with him, that all of us be right and ready to transition when it's time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give him glory. And we give him honor. We give him praise tonight. I thank the Lord. Amen. I thank the Lord, and I thank him again and again and again. I give him glory. Hallelujah. We're reading tonight from Numbers chapters 21 through 24 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. To the glory of God we read. Hallelujah. And to the glory of God we live. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Numbers 21 through 24. The king of Arad, the Canaanite, who dwelt in the south, heard that Israel was coming on the road to Atharim.
Atharim. I'm sorry. There he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. So Israel made a vow to the Lord and said, if you will indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And the Lord listened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites. And they utterly destroyed them and their cities. So the name of the place was called Hormah. Then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and our souls loathe this worthless bread. So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live. So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole. And so it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. Now the children of Israel moved on and camped at Obah. And they journeyed from Obah and camped at Iji Abarim in the wilderness, which is east of Moab, toward the sunrise. From there they moved and camped in the valley of Zered. From there they moved and camped on the other side of Arnon, which is in the wilderness that extends from the borders of the Amorites. From Arnon is the border of Moab, between Moab and the Amorites. Therefore it is said in the book of the wars of the Lord, Wehab in Sufa, the brooks of the Arnon and the slope of the brooks that reaches to the dwelling of Ar and lies on the border of Moab. From there they went to Beer, which is the well where the Lord said to Moses, gather the people together and I will give them water. Then Israel sang this song, spring up, O well, all of you sing to it. The well the leaders sank, dug by the nation's nobles, by the lawgiver with their staves. And from the wilderness they went to Matana. From Matana to Nahiliel, and from Nahiliel to Bamoth, and from Bamoth in the valley that is in the country of Moab to the top of Pisgah, which looks down on the wasteland. Then Israel sent messengers to Sihon, the king of the Amorites, saying, let me pass through your land. We will not turn aside into the fields or vineyards. We will not drink water from the wells. We will go by the king's highway until we have passed through your territory. But Sihon would not allow Israel to pass through his territory. So Sihon gathered all his people together and went out against Israel in the wilderness. He came to Jahaz and fought against Israel. Then Israel defeated him with the edge of the sword and took possession of his land from Arnon to Jabbok, as far as the people of Ammon. For the border of the people of Ammon was fortified. So Israel took all these cities, and Israel dwelt in all the cities of the Amorites, in Heshbon and in all its villages. For Heshbon was the city of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who had fought against the former king of Moab and had taken all his from his hand as far as Arnon. Therefore, those who speak in Proverbs say, come to Heshbon, let it be built. Let the city of Sihon be repaired. For fire went out from Heshbon, a flame from the city of Sihon. It consumed Ur of Moab, the lords of the heights of Arnon. Woe to you, Moab, you have perished. O people of Shamash, he has given his sons as fugitives and his daughters into captivity to Sihon, king of the Amorites. But we have shot at them. Heshbon has perished as far as Dibon. Then we laid waste as far as Nepha, which reaches to Medeba. Thus Israel dwelt in the land of the Amorites. Then Moses Then Moses sent to spy out Jezer, and they took its villages and drove out the Amorites who were there. And they turned and went up by the way of Bashan. So Og, king of Bashan, went out against them, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Do not fear him, for I have delivered him into your hand with all his people and his land, and you shall do to him as you did to Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon." So they defeated him, his sons, and all his people, until there were no survivors left possession of his land. Then the children of Israel moved and camped in the plains of Moab on the side of the Jordan across from Jericho. Now Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites, and Moab was exceedingly afraid of the people because they were many. And Moab was sick with dread because of the children of Israel. So Moab said to the elders of Midian, "Now this company will lick up everything around us as an ox licks up the grass of the field." And Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of the Moabites at that time. Then he sent messengers to Balaam, the son of Beor, at Bethor, which is near the river in the land of the sons of his people, to call him, saying, "Look, a people has come from Egypt. See, they cover the face of the earth and are settling next to me. Therefore, please come at once. Curse this people for me, for they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I shall be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land. For I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed." So the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the diviner's fee in their hand. And they came to Balaam and spoke to him the words of Balak. And he said to them, "Lodge here tonight, and I will bring back word to you as the Lord speaks to me." So the princes of Moab stayed with Balaam. Then God came to Balaam and said, "Who are these men with you?" So Balaam said to God, "Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent to me, saying, 'Look, a people has come out of Egypt, and they cover the face of the earth for me. Perhaps I shall be able to overpower them and drive them out.'" And God said to Balaam, "You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed." So Balaam arose in the morning and said to the princes of Balak, "Go back to your land. The Lord has refused to give me permission to go with you." And the princes of Moab rose and went to Balak and said, "Balaam refuses to come with us." Then Balak again sent princes more numerous and more honorable than they. And they came to Balaam and said to him, "Thus says Balak, the son of Zippor, please let nothing hinder you from coming to me, for I will certainly honor you greatly, and I will do whatever you say to me. Therefore, please come, curse this people for me." Then Balaam answered and said to the servants of Balak, "Though Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. Now, therefore, please, you also stay here tonight, that I may know what more the Lord will say to me." And God came to Balaam at night and said to him, If the men come to call you, rise and go with them, but only the word which I speak to you, that you shall do." So Balaam rose in the morning, saddled his donkey, and went with the princess of Moab. Then God's anger arose because he went, and the angel of the Lord took his stand in the way as an adversary against him. And he was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. Now the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his drawn sword in his hand. And the donkey turned aside out of the way and went into the field. So Balaam struck the donkey to turn her back onto the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path between the vineyard with a wall on this side and a wall on that side. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she pushed herself against the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. So he struck her again. Then the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the the left. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she lay down under Balaam. So Balaam's anger was aroused, and he struck the donkey with his staff. Then the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to you that you have struck me these three times?" And Balaam said to the donkey, "Because you have abused me, I wish there were a sword in my hand, for now I would kill you." So the donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your donkey on which you have ridden ever since I became yours to this day? Was I ever disposed to do this to you?" And he said, "No." Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord said to him, "Why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come out to stand against you, because your way is perverse before me. The donkey saw me and turned aside from me these three times. If she had not turned aside from me, surely I would have also killed you by now and let her live." And Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, "I have sinned, for I did not know you stood in the way against me. Now there pleases you, I will turn back." Then the angel of the Lord said to Balaam, "Go with the man, but only the word that I speak to you, that you shall speak." So Balaam went with the princes of Balak. Now when Balak heard that Balaam is coming, he went out to meet him at the city of Moab, which is on the border at the Arnon, the boundary of the territory. Then Balak said to Balaam, "Did I not earnestly send to you, calling for you? Why did you not come to me? Am I not able to honor you?" And Balaam said to Balak, "Look, I have come to you. Now have I any power at all to say anything? The word that God puts in my mouth, that I must speak." So Balaam went with Balak, and they came to Kirjath-Huzoth. Then Balak offered oxen and sheep, and he sent some to Balaam and to the princes who were with him. So it was the next day that Balak took Balaam and brought him up to the high places of Baal, from there he might observe the extent of the people. Then Balaam said to Balak, "Build seven altars for me here, and prepare for me here seven bulls and seven rams." And Balak did just as Balaam had spoken. And Balak and Balaam offered a bull and a ram on each altar. Then Balaam said to Balak, "Stand by your burnt offering, and I will go. Perhaps the Lord will come to meet me, and whatever he shows me, I will tell you." So he went to a desolate height, and God met Balaam, and he said to him, "I have prepared the seven altars, and I have offered on each altar a bull and a ram." Then the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, "Return to Balak, and thus you shall speak." So he returned to him, and there he was, standing by his burnt offering, he and all the princes of Moab. And he took up his oracle and said, "Balak, king of Moab, has brought me from Aram, from the mountains of the east. Come, curse Jacob for me. Come, denounce Israel. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? And how shall I denounce whom the Lord has not denounced? For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. There, a people dwelling alone, not reckoning itself among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob, or number one-fourth of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my end be like his." Then Balak said to Balaam, "What have you done to me? I took you to curse my enemies, and look, you have blessed them bountifully." So he answered and said, "Must I not take heed to speak what the Lord has put in my mouth? Come with me to another place from which you may see them. You shall see only the outer part of them and shall not see all of them. Curse them for me from there." So he brought him to the field of Zophim, to the top of Pisgah, and built seven altars and offered a bull and a ram on each of them. And he said to Balak, "Stand here by your burnt offering while I meet the Lord over there." Then the Lord met Balaam and put a word in his mouth, and said, "Go back to Balak, and thus you shall speak." So he came to him, and there he was, standing by his burnt offering, and the princes of Moab with him. And Balak said to him, "What has the Lord spoken?" Then he took up his oracle and said, "Rise up, Balak, and hear. Listen to me, son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He has not observed iniquity in Jacob, nor has he seen wickedness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. God brings them out of Egypt. He has strength like a wild ox, for there is no sorcery against Jacob, nor any divination against Israel. It now must be said of Jacob and of Israel, oh, what God has done. Look, a people rises like a lioness and lifts itself up like a lion. It shall not lie down until it devours the prey and drinks the blood of the slain. Then Balak said to Balaam, "Neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all." So Balaam answered and said to Balak, "Did I not tell you, saying all that the Lord speaks, that I must do?" Then Balak said to Balaam, "Please come, I will take you to another place. Perhaps it will please God that you may curse them for me from there." So Balak took Balaam to the top of Peor that overlooks the wasteland. Then Balaam said to Balak, "Build for me here 7 altars and prepare for me here 7 bulls and 7 rams." And Balak did as Balaam had said and offered a bull and a ram on each altar. Now when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he did not go as at other times to seek to use sorcery, but he set his face towards the wilderness. And Balaam raised his eyes and saw Israel encamped according to their tribes, and the Spirit of God came upon him. Then he took up his oracle and said, "The utterance of Balaam, the son of Beor, the utterance of the man whose eyes are open, the utterance of him who hears the words of God, who sees the vision of the Almighty, who falls down with eyes wide open. How lovely are your tents, O Jacob, your dwellings, O Israel, like valleys that stretch out, like gardens by the riverside, like aloes planted by the Lord, cedars beside the waters. He shall pour water from his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters. His king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brings him out of Egypt. He has strength like a wild ox. He shall consume the nations, his enemies. He shall break their bones and pierce them with his arrows. He bows down. He lies down as a lion. And as a lion, who shall rouse him? Blessed is he who blesses you, and cursed is he who curses you." Then Balak's anger was aroused against Balaam, and he struck his hands together. And Balak said to Balaam, "I called you to curse my enemies, and look, you have bountifully blessed them these 3 times. Now, therefore, flee to your place. I said I would greatly honor you, but in fact, the Lord has kept you back from honor." So Balaam said to Balak, "Did I not also speak to your messengers whom you sent to me, saying, if Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not go beyond the word of the Lord to do good or bad of my own will. But what the Lord says, that I must speak. And now indeed I am going to my people. Come, I will advise you what this people will do to your people in the latter days." So he took up his oracle and said to Balaam, the son of Beor, "The utterance of the man whose eyes are open, the utterance of him who hears the words of God, and has the knowledge of the Most High, who sees the vision of the Almighty, who falls down with his eyes wide open. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob. A scepter shall rise out of Israel and batter the brow of Moab and destroy all the sons of tumult. And Edom shall be a possession. Sir, also, his enemy shall be a possession while Israel does valiantly. Out of Jacob, one shall have dominion and destroy the remains of the city. Then he looked at Amalek, and he took up his oracle and said, Amalek was first among the nations, but shall be last until he perishes. Then he looked at the Kenites, and he took up his oracle and said, firm is your dwelling place, and your nest is set in the rock. Nevertheless, Cain shall be burned. How long until Asher carries you away captive? Then he took up his oracle and said, alas, who shall live when God does this? But ships shall come from the coast of Cyprus, and they shall afflict Asher and afflict Eber, and so shall Amalek until he perishes. So Balaam arose and departed and returned to his place. Balak also went his way. I have read, and you have heard, from Numbers chapters 21 through 24 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader's ears, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. I pray, amen, that you are yourself, amen, lifting up your voice to the Lord, even right now, amen, because salvation is in the hands of the Lord. Favor is in the hands of the Lord. The favor that he had given Israel in this day, amen, when their enemy had rose up against them and called for a prophet to curse them. That same favor God will give to you, whom God has blessed, no man can curse. Amen. And to be a servant of God Almighty, to be in relationship with the God of the universe, the God of our salvation, amen, you will receive favor. Amen. And you will receive an inheritance that your enemies cannot touch. Glory to God, whom God blesses. No man can curse. Although Balak, amen, the king of Moab, wanted to curse Israel because Israel had taken, amen, so many nations because the Lord had blessed them. He blessed them, amen, and they were conquering nations as they were traveling through the wilderness. They were conquering nations as they were going forth, amen, because of the blessing of the Lord, because the Lord went forth before them as their deliverer, amen. That is the God that I introduce to you, amen, the one who is the deliverer of Israel, the one who brought them out of Egypt, the one who delivered them out of the hands of Pharaoh and out of the hands of all the many kings that sought to destroy them, that sought to wipe them, amen, and they still have enemies right now that are surrounding them, that want to wipe them off the face of the earth, but God is their deliverer, and they will not be wiped off the face of the earth because they have the favor of God Almighty. Hallelujah to God. Amen. And that same favor he has given to each and every one of us that has said yes to the salvation of the Lord, that has said yes to the redemption of this relationship with God. Say yes to the Lord tonight so that his favor will be upon your life, up in your relationships, on your job, in with your children and your husband and your neighbors, in your state, in your community. And there are times when there will be, and then there will be chaos all around you, but the Lord will give you peace in your dwelling place, even though everything else has fallen out all around you. Everything has fallen apart all around you, but God will give you peace because he has given you favor. Say yes to the Lord. It is one of the benefits, amen, of being a servant of God Almighty is his favor on your life. Glory to God. Blessed are those, amen, who are in relationship with God. Blessed are those, amen, that are servants of God Almighty. Blessed are those that have made him their God and him alone. Blessed are those that look to him for instruction. Amen. Blessed are those that follow after his ways and not the standard of the world, but see the standards of righteousness and holiness as true. And God is true, and he is all in all. He will give you everything that you have need of. He will never leave you comfortless. He will never leave you without. David said, I once was young and now am old, and never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Amen. Favor. Blessed. Hey, hallelujah. Those that God has blessed, they are blessed. And they that God has cursed, they are cursed. Amen. Come, 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 come to Jesus. Come, come, come to Jesus and be among the blessed of the Lord, the ones who have obtained favor of him. Hallelujah. Let him lead your life. Let him guide you out, amen, of the pathway that you find yourself in. It is a rocky road and full of chaos. Amen. But the Lord will give you peace. On the other side, he will show you that the place where you thought there was greener grass, it all was burnt and desolate. He will show you, hallelujah, what living really is. Amen. Because true life, 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 real life is only in Christ. Glory to God. Only in Christ. Amen. I know the word, the world, it says one thing, and it's very enticing, and it makes it look good and even feels good for a season. But those things fall apart, and they fall down, and you'll transition and end up in a devil's hell. It was not intended for you. Amen. God created heaven for us and mansions he's created for us, a heavenly places he's created for us, riches he's created for us when we transition. Amen. And even in this life, Jesus said he came that we might have life and that more abundant. Amen. The opposite of that is surely death, hell, and the grave. That's what the devil is offering. And he's making it look really good on this side. But when you get to the other side, you will see that it was not worth the time that you spent. It wasn't worth it. It felt good for a minute, but it wasn't worth it. But I'm going to tell you right now, Jesus gives us joy on this side of it. Amen. He has joy unspeakable that he will give you on this side. Amen. He will make your life worth living. He will make it a life that is a life indeed. Say yes to the Lord. Amen. He is soon to return, and we want to be ready when he comes back. Amen. Get your house ready. Amen. Get your life ready. Amen. Change your mind and your relationship. Say yes to the Lord so that he can prepare you even for your destiny, for your purpose, for the greatness that he's put you on the earth to perform. Amen. All of us came here with an assignment. All of us with a purpose. Amen. All of it to be great, because God is great. God is excellent. God is holy. Oh, God is without. He is without lies, without deception. He is only true, only true. That's the only thing that can come forth from him is truth. Believe God tonight. Amen. He wants to make your life a life worth living. He wants you to be happy. He wants to show you his joys. Amen. And they are unlike the joys that the world can offer. Amen. Because like I said, when everything else is falling out all around you, the Lord will give you peace that surpasses understanding. People will look at you and wonder, well, why are you smiling? This stuff that's happening is crazy. This stuff that's happening is devastating. And they're right. It is. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah to God. We bless the Lord tonight. And I pray for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I lift up every listener before you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, I'm asking, Lord God, that you move in the atmosphere, in their minds, in their souls, in their bodies. Move in the landscape of their minds, Lord God. See every deception, every lie that has been told to them, Lord God. And overturn it right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Overturn the sentence that the devil has pronounced over their life. Lord God, I speak life and peace, Lord God, into the atmosphere right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, cause every cell in their bodies, Lord God, to be aligned with your spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Purge out everything that is not like you in their minds, souls, and their bodies. Lord God, every misunderstanding, overturn it. Every misspoken word, overturn it. Every sadness, overturn it. Every spirit of suicide or homicide, overturn it. I speak life right now in Jesus' name. The devil is a lie, and the word of God is true. So, Lord God, your word spoke on tonight that you are not a man that you should lie. Oh, nor the son of man that you should repent. You have loved each and every one of these with an everlasting love. Oh, God, there are times in our lives when we need to feel the love of God. We need to feel the presence, God Almighty, moving in our circumstance. Oh, Lord God, I ask that you move right now, Lord God, through every crack and every crevice, Lord God, in our lives. I ask that you move right now, Lord God, and overturn every work of the enemy against their life, and let them see the light of God. Let them see your light, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, and give them a mind to give you a resounding yes as you move in their circumstance, and as you turn over the tables that the devil has presented before them, Lord God, and show them, Lord God, the table that you have set in the presence of all our enemies. Father, in the name of Jesus, move on their behalf right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move, Lord. Move, Lord God, on the sick bed. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your healing virtue flow right now, Jesus. Give them a miracle in their bodies, Lord God. Oh, Lord, cause every cell, every organ, every vessel, Lord God, to align itself with your spirit and to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, heal every mental illness and cause their minds to be sound and their thinking to be right and wisdom, Lord God, to flourish, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, move right now in their relationships, Lord, and all the turmoil and all the trouble, Lord God, and all the things, Lord God, that has them so down they feel like they can't look up. Lord, you are the lifter of our heads, the Lord strong and mighty. Move, oh God, this battle and every battle hereafter is the Lord's. This battle is the Lord's. Do battle for this people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they might know that you are God, that you alone are God, that you have loved them with an everlasting love, and that you have not removed your love from them because of anything that they have done. Lord God, let them see your presence in a supernatural way, in a way, Lord God, that will leave an impression on their hearts and on their minds that nobody will be able to take away from them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, save, Lord God, with your mighty hand on tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. The presence of the Lord is here. Amen. To save, to heal. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your great salvation. We thank you, Lord, for your moving in the midst of us. And we thank you, Lord God. Amen. Because we'll never be the same. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless. We bless your name with everything we have within us, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. There is none like you, O God. None, none, none like you, O God. You are the only living God, the only wise God, the only God. Hallelujah. O God, and we give you glory, praise, and honor. O God, you are so worthy. So worthy, Lord God. And we give it to you even now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the God of heaven. Blessed be my Savior, Jesus Christ. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah, God, amen. Please email me. I want to hear about what the Lord is doing for you. My email address is elderljt@gmail.com. Elderljt@gmail.com. Amen. I'd love to hear from you, and I will absolutely answer. Glory to God, amen. I hope you will continue to join me as we continue in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.